We're studying mice which overexpress a gene called LMO2, which is a common cause of human T-cell leukemia. And we discovered two things. Firstly, we discovered that LMO2 was able to turn normal thymus cells into stem cells, which then could then persist long-term prior to giving rise to leukemia. And we also discovered some of the genes that seem to be important for LMO2 to turn thymus cells into stem cells. And secondly, we found that these cells are remarkably resistant to conventional therapies. So when we used high-dose radiotherapy, over 99% of thymus cells were killed, but these stem cells were able to survive that treatment and rapidly recover, so that when we came back a few weeks later, we were essentially back where we started. So the identification of these cells gives us a target now to try and identify new therapies, and that survival implies that these are the cells that do survive conventional therapies and give rise to relapse. Conventional leukemia therapies are quite toxic, and even if they're successful in inducing a remission, a maintenance period of 2 to 3 years of continuous therapy is required to prevent relapse. So the identification of these stem cells gives us a target to test new therapies aimed at eliminating these cells, and we think this will shorten the duration of therapy, reduce its toxicity, and also help to prevent relapses.